From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The eighth round of the UN-backed Syrian peace process gets underway Tuesday in Geneva, but the government delegation has not yet arrived. Stefan de Mistura is the UN Special Envoy to Syria.
The government did not yet confirm its participation in Geneva, but indicated that we would be hearing from them soon.
The opposition continues to insist President Bashar al-Assad step down as part of any agreement. A Syrian newspaper said the government's decision to delay its arrival stems from that opposition position. De Mistura said he also believes a way can be found to end the nearly seven-year conflict that has cost hundreds of thousands of lives and displaced millions.
This crisis, one of the worst in the history of the UN, now has the potential, real potential, to move towards a genuine political process.
Anthony Billingsley, a Middle East analyst with the Australia University of New South Wales, said the Geneva talks are running parallel with a Russian-backed Syrian Congress, along with Turkey and Iran, that seeks the same end.
Really, what you're talking about is one conference which is effectively powerless, but has the moral authority of the United Nations, and the other one which is effectively reflecting the winners in the Syrian conflict.
Meanwhile, on the ground, the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said another government artillery barrage of rebel-held eastern Ghouta near Damascus Monday killed nearly 20 people despite a ceasefire. The U.S. military Monday said it carried out an airstrike against Islamic State militants in northeast Somalia, killing at least one terrorist. The strike took place in the hills near the town of Kandala in the semi-autonomous Puntland region. The U.S. has expanded counter-terror operations in the country since March, targeting IS militants believed to number about 200, as well as the larger insurgency al-Shabaab. This is VOA News. U.S.